Hello, it's Monday, November 17th, 2025, and you're here for the weekly finance news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estertori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Now let's delve straight into a vital matter casting a shadow over Australia's trucking sector. The National Road Freight Transport Association, more prominently known as NatRoad, is raising red flags over underhanded employment practices. Sham contracts that misrepresent employee drivers as independent contractors have been flagged, giving way to companies skipping out on payroll taxes and their full suite of obligations. This underhanded tactic not only undercuts fair competition, but also jeopardizes road safety, an issue we cannot and should not ignore. As per NatRoad CEO Warren Clark, these foul plays are being openly and audaciously advertised, which is indicative of a systemic problem crying out for government intervention. They propose rigorous industry audits, personal liability for erring directors, and the exclusion of non-compliant companies from government contracts as possible solutions. Their suggestions also encompass steps to beef up the Shadow Economy Task Force, all aiming for a more compliant, equitable, and safer trucking industry. But let's switch gears a bit and focus on some brighter news from Australia's trucking world. The Australian Trucking Association, popularly known as ATA, recently lauded notable contributions to the industry with their 2025 awards. Recognizing expertise and innovation, they honored an organization with the National Training Excellence Award for their outstanding efforts in workforce development. Also, an individual's exceptional skills and creativity in vehicle maintenance bagged the Craig Roseneter Award for Technical and Maintenance Excellence. Concluding this ceremonial chapter, ATA applauded a stellar industry professional with the Castrol Industry Achievement Award, showing that exemplary leadership and innovation are genuinely celebrated in our industry. That brings us to some illuminating insights from Isuzu Australia Limited's The Future of Trucking Report, The Way Forward. Distilling knowledge from over 1,300 respondents, the report casts light on the evolving industry landscape, technological strides, the aging driving workforce, and consequent talent scarcity. The report underlines the rivalries. It also discusses regulatory evolution and economic pressures that industry players must adapt to. This report could be a handy guide for stakeholders to plan their next moves, showing Isuzu's deep commitment to fostering the industry's sustainable future. Lastly, let's not forget the maritime world. Rhodian Group steps into Australia's marine insurance sector with the launch of MarineX Underwriting. The firm specializes in bespoke marine insurance products, a strategy that aligns with the 5.9% boost in global marine insurance premiums in 2023. MarineX's launch signifies giving customers options for comprehensive coverage, including cargo, carriers, and marine liability insurance, setting new industry benchmarks. As MarineX commences their journey, they focus on becoming Australia's leading marine underwriting agency with a clear commitment to excellent customer relationships and service. And that's all for this week's Finance News Wrap. Stay tuned and stay informed. I'm Paige Estertori, and this has been the weekly Finance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Until next time, goodbye.